This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's listen. The Yankee stuff last night. So there is a very old adage in baseball. Yes, you will sacrifice an out for a run. You don't sacrifice a run for an out. What Gleyber Torres did last night was ridiculous. And Stein and Hoff was trying to tell us this in the meeting. I don't want to hear it. Luis Rojas, his hands are clearly up. He is clearly saying stop, and I have a still shot on my X account. I have the video up there as well, watching it in real time. About 2 to 3 feet before Torres gets to the bag on Torres' base hit to right field. Rojas says tap the brakes. Obviously, Soto tries to stretch it to two, and then what Torres does, what you shouldn't do, is you sacrifice the run for the out to try to make sure that Soto is safe at second base. Now, sloppy all around. Maybe if it's somebody else, you give him a pass. I'll tell you who didn't give him a pass. Aaron Judge, post-game. Now, Aaron Judge is never going to rip a teammate too harshly, but when he says this, you know the captain, not happy.
Yeah, it might have been just a little miscommunication, but, you know, he was hustling the whole way, and I think he wanted to score, and, you know, he got the stop sign and just kind of no man's land right there. So it's, when it comes down to it, stuff like that can't happen. You know, can't keep shooting ourselves in the foot with mistakes like that on the base path.
Yeah, that's about as raw and as honest as he is towards other teammates there. So Aaron Judge is 100% right. And once again, Sal, we've talked about this for years, the way you and I have both described Gleyber Torres. Yeah, he's talented, but he's not a winning player. His head's always up his behind in the field, on the bases. He's too streaky in the box. He's going to do something like this when it matters.
Yeah, and it did matter last night. Yankees trying to come back in that game and clinch a division. Like, Gleyber Torres, you could bet on it. It happens. Set your watch to it. It happens every freaking time. He is the dumbest baseball player, and this is not hyperbolic or whatever. Gleyber Torres, I used to be Travis Darno. Gleyber Torres, for a catcher, that's bad. But Gleyber Torres consistently makes the stupidest mistakes on the baseball field I've ever seen. He is the dumbest baseball player. Not like a dumb person. I don't know him personally. I'm talking about like baseball IQ. He has the lowest baseball IQ that I've ever seen in my entire life, especially when you compare that with the talent that he has. Because he's a very talented player, but his baseball IQ is unacceptable. That is why I would have traded him a year ago or 2 years ago. It's certainly why I wouldn't trust him in a big spot. What do the Yankees think is going to happen? What does Judge think is going to happen? It's the same. It's going to happen in the postseason, and it's going to cost the Yankees. And maybe then they'll realize, yeah, you know what? We should just let him walk. Like, what are they waiting for? He's going to ruin another season for you in the postseason? If that happens in a postseason series, you could lose the series because of it.
You watch that play over and over as I did. And again, I actually have the overhead video. It's on my X account if you want to check it out. I'm sure many of you have seen it, but if you haven't, just so you know what we're talking about. The amount of indecision is astounding.
Oh, God.
From somebody who's been around, what, 6, 7 years, whatever, 6 years at this point. It is maddening how you can't even get a rudimentary read on what is in front of you. It's not behind you. Now, I don't mean the throw coming in. I mean, once he gets to third base, everything is literally in front of him. All right, catcher's got the ball. Soto's at first base. They're second base. I'm literally staring at it. Rojas is behind me. You know, I am
saying stop. The double stop sign. Yep. Judges on deck.
Yep.
Whether they walk him or not, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
You got it. Because you can't be thinking in your head before the play even happens, well, they're going to walk him here. I need to score. You're thinking Judge is up next.
Correct.
I can't screw this up.
Yep.
Rojas is sitting right there in front of you with the double stop sign. Stop. That's it. End of play.
And there, listen, I know many of you do know this, if you played or whatever, but you are thinking, if you're locked in, unlike Torres, 2, 3, 4 steps ahead. Like,
yeah.
There's a reason why, and you see this a lot. Like, you see a baseball, like a runner at second base, he'll he'll look at the outfield, right? He'll literally turn his back to home plate. He'll look at left, look at center, look at right, get the depth, understand, you know, what the arm strengths are. If the ball's hit here, I've got it. This is what he's doing. He's calculating the chances and the risk, you know, what's a risk and what's not, what I can be aggressive on and what I can't be. And you've got to do the same thing when you're on base. All right, we got the big boys coming up. Let me not run into an out here. And, I mean, this is baseball 101.
Yeah.
Now, if Juan Soto got pegged at second base trying to extend the play for Gleyber Torres to score
a run.
Different
story.
We've seen that a million times. Right. That's what you do.
Right.
That's why I said before, you'll always sacrifice an out for a run. Sacrificing a run for an out is the height of stupidity, and this kid does it all the time.
That's the point. He does it all the time.
He's never going to fix it.
What makes him think he's good? They're just crossing their fingers, hoping it doesn't happen again? Because not from a lack of care or effort. He's just a dumb baseball
player.
Yeah,
hold on. I got a challenge on that. I don't think it's a lack of care. I'm going to give him that respect.
It's a lack of effort?
Yes, I do.
That play was, to me, too much effort.
Well,
I just think it's a lack of smarts.
I think it's both. I think it's attributable to both. Number one, he's got no instincts. He's got no feel for the game, no anticipatory gene. But too many times, the other night, I guess that was about a week or so ago, remember that little 3-4-5 hopper that went between Rizzo and second?
Yeah.
He didn't even move. That's a lack of effort.
Okay.
Like, the problem with Gleyber Torres is he makes so many problems that half are based on effort and half are based on a lack of baseball IQ.
Right.
I think we're actually both right.
Yeah.
I know he cares. I'm not trying to denigrate him to that point. I know he cares, and everybody says he's sensitive and he's a good soul. Well, you know what? Show it a little bit more. I believe that, but when you put this out on tape every single day, loafing, not paying attention, you don't know baseball. And we can't, listen, it shouldn't be up to me and Sal on the radio to tell you how to run the bases. You know how to run the bases. It's disgraceful.
He's in the major leagues, and it's been happening for you. It'd be bad enough in 1 year, in rookie season.
Yeah, he was a young kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Or even if it was like, say, Jazz Chisholm, right?
Yeah.
Who came over from Miami, a losing environment, and it takes him, you know, 50, 60 games or a half a year or a year to immerse himself in the Yankee culture. The problem is that this is too often part of the Yankee culture where it's accepted, whether it's Josh Donaldson, whether it's the other guys loafing around. And I played the cut by Aaron Judge. Aaron Boone, again, a little bit too tacit for me, a little bit too much of a pass.
It's the sixth time this year Torres has been thrown out
of baseball. Leads baseball. Six. And you know what he said, too?
What?
Did you hear this?
No.
I understand you defend your player, but he's like, do you know, and I paraphrase now, but the gist was, do you know the context of all six outs? Sometimes you just, it's not his fault.
Yeah.
Like, you got to levy the boom, man. It's almost not time. It's go time. You're trying to win a championship, and this guy's running into outs, going back and forth like I'm playing pickle in the street in 1985 in Brooklyn when we would do, you know the game pickle?
Yeah.
Rundown? I mean, come on.
With,
get a clue.
With Judge on deck. Whether they're going to walk him or not is irrelevant.
I know.
With Judge
that's
on deck.
That's ridiculous, Sal.
Oh.
He drives me insane.
Same thing. Because you want to just watch baseball being played the way that it's supposed to be played. If you don't have a high IQ, it drives me up a wall. Like,
mm-hmm.
You don't have to be the most talented player, but you got to play the game hard, and you have to play the game smart. Something I tell my nephew all the time, like, just play smart.
That was little Joey.
Good.
How's
he's doing really well in hockey. He's playing very well. Excellent.
Nice.
A sick goal the other day. But the point is, like, I just want to see, you want to see the game played the right way.
Yep.
Talent is what it is. Some guys have much more talent than others.
Yep.
But if you play the game hard and you play the game smart, that's a good foundation to start from. And that's all you can ask for from players. Talent eventually, maybe that wins out. You know, Gleyber's ultimately talented. That's why he is where he is. He doesn't play the game hard, and he doesn't play the game smart. And it's just unacceptable. And it's hard to win a World Series when you do that. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-101. We come back. We'll talk back about the Mets as we have Howie Rose joining us. Top of the hour, we'll get into the Mets and what's next here, whether the rain, all this stuff. We'll see if Howie has some insight for us. And again, the Mets losing in Atlanta. We'll do that when we return.